have to tell you guys about one of my new favorite finds, Just Meats. They simplify meal prep without compromising on health. They come already seasoned and cooked and ready to reheat in just 1 to 2 minutes and eat. All you have to do is prepare your sides and you've got a full meal on the table. It's just so easy, so delicious, so many options, and so affordable. They come in 4 serving packs. You can turn this into your meal prep, or you can turn this into a dinner for your family. No artificial colors, flavors. These are grass-fed and grass-finished beef. Premium quality or money-back guarantee. And plus, new flavors launch regularly, and me and my family have been loving them. You can store these in the refrigerator for 10 to 14 days upon arrival, or pop them in the freezer for 4 to 6 months. You can choose from chicken, pork, or beef options. You're going to love them. You're going to love the unique spices and sauces that come with them. So easy, you guys. All you need to do is head to the link in my show notes for $15 off your order. All right. Hey, friends, and welcome back to Elevate with Erica. Today, I want to talk to you about one of my favorite words. I love this word so much that I included it in the title of my virtual gym, and it's included in the name of my team of partners who join me in helping others live happier, healthier lives. And that word is change. So if you're not changing it, you're choosing it. I'm sure you've heard that before. If you're not changing, you're not growing. And, you know, I think people wait to change until something is going wrong, which, yes, in those times we should be making changes to not remain stuck in the suck, but we should be changing when things are going well too. Change before you have to, in other words. Remaining in growth is the key to not getting behind, to continue getting better, to compete against your only real competition, yourself. I'm 38 years old, still young. I know. I remember when I was 18 and thinking that 38 was old. And I'm so much happier now than I was then, and full of so much more energy and excitement for life. I'm 38 years old and getting ready to teach my first in-person fitness class. And this is not where I saw my life going. First of all, I thought that money bought happiness. So I was going to get my master's no matter what, because in my mind, that was going to get me more money. So I was going to get the good job, the amazing salary, and the benefits, and then I was just going to miraculously be happy, right? I mean, that was the dream. And I did it. And I was sitting in the job and I couldn't believe that that's what I worked so hard to attain. And, you know, I had every day I spent watching the clock and just wanting to get home from my family and with my family and living for the weekend and counting down the years till retirement. And if you love your job, I'm not like ragging on 9-to-5s. I'm talking about ending up in a life where you feel no sense of real purpose or excitement for life, where you dread Mondays. I love my weekends, don't get me wrong, but that doesn't mean that we have to dread Monday too, you know? So I realized after plugging myself into so much personal development during that time in my life, just to shift my mindset before walking into that job daily, that what you're not changing, you're choosing. And I didn't want to choose that life for another 25 years. Insert the necessity to change it. So for me, yes, it was a necessity. I didn't like who I was as a mom and a wife because of that job. And so for me, I needed to save 2 of my most important roles, mom and wife. So after earning my master's in 2012, I think I was 27 at that time, I got the job that I thought was going to lead to surefire happiness. And then in June of 2020, I made one of the biggest changes of my life that got some head turns, and I left that job to take my life down a completely different course. And most of my friends and family just know me as a body partner. You may previously know the company as Beachbody because it's at least halfway understandable to them. But most of my time actually goes into podcasting and creating merchandise and content creating both for myself and for outside brands. From shutting myself in my bedroom and pretending I was working in an office as a kid to working hard to earn my bachelor's in finance and master's in business administration in night classes while working a 9-to-5 during the day right out of high school, to getting the corporate job and subsequently getting the government job, leading the human resources department for a local county here, to then leaving that, all of that, to become a home health and fitness coach in the middle of a pandemic. And some would say, what the heck were you thinking, right? But here's the thing about change is that it doesn't need to make sense to anyone else. And actually, it usually doesn't, especially at first. And God or the universe or whatever you want to call your higher power gifted you with a calling and a purpose. And it's up to you to figure out what that is. And no one else's validation is required in that process. I knew that with my education and my experience, that the worst case scenario, if the change didn't work out, is that I'd end up back in what I was doing in some way, shape, or form. Looking back now that I've been successfully doing this for 4 years, it's just funny how all of my life, I kind of knew that this is what I wanted to be doing, but I like tried to quiet that part of me down. I've never been afraid to be on stage, to be front and center, to inspire others, to lift others up when I can sense that they are down. I always enjoyed working out after watching my mom do it as long as I can even remember. But I told myself that all of those things that I love, that I just listed, I told myself that all those things are hobbies. I wouldn't make money doing that. That's not what pays the bills. Those kind of jobs are for women who don't have to work, who have husbands who are the breadwinners, not me. And I don't necessarily need to be the breadwinner, but I was never looking for a breadwinner in a husband. I want us to both be powerhouses. I was stuck in that job. And that stuck feeling is one that only you can feel and understand when you're in it. It just felt wrong. And I had this is it feeling. And I could choose that for another 25 years, right? Or I could change it. And what's interesting too is sometimes you question the need to change because at one point the thing that you're in is exactly what you wanted. Like when I was little, I loved pretending I was working in an office. And sometimes I still dream about working in a New York high rise. Sometimes I say maybe that's what I did in a past life. I don't know. But when I had my nice office, both at corporate level and then in the government job, I was happy in those spaces at first. I mean, that's where I worked hard to be. So when I started feeling a pull in a totally different direction, I thought, Erica, what are you thinking? Like, is this like a midlife crisis at 30 or what's happening? You can't walk away from this. This is what you went to school for. This is what you worked hard for. This is what you asked for. You just need to push through this. Like, pull your big girl panties up and let's go, you know? And so you end up questioning the change that you need to make and sitting in the stuck for longer. And this can apply to job, relationship, location, etc., right? The first step in a different direction is the hardest freaking step to take. And you're so afraid that you're going to screw it all up, that the grass won't be greener over there. It's not going to work. You're going to fail. And I always think of that line from the movie Carrie when I'm on this topic. In the back of my head, I always say this to myself. So I'm going to say it out loud now so you guys know just how weird I am. I always think of that line where they're like, they're all going to laugh at you. Because that's really what I thought. They're all going to see me fail. They're all going to laugh at me. They're all going to think I'm an idiot. But you know what, friend? What is worse? Spending your undetermined amount of years here wondering or trying and ending up right back in a similar situation to where you are right now. I mean, best case scenario is that you recognize that the change was needed to unlock your next level, to step into your purpose, to answer God's call, to move on to something better, something more aligned. And using my own example of my biggest life change, I always say that my education was not for nothing. Those two degrees are definitely helpful in entrepreneurship. I learned, right? I tried a different path and it worked for a while and then it didn't. It doesn't mean that those years were for nothing. But I just decided that I wanted to give my boys a happier mom. My priorities changed. And I wanted to give my husband a more passionate wife. And I made a change that I knew was necessary for me, regardless of who it made sense to. And while I was sitting in the new career choice of body, partner, podcaster, building my first guided journal and content creating, I felt a tug again. So fast forward to that having me doing something at the age of 38, an age that I once considered old, that I never thought I would do. I'm about to teach my first fitness class. I thought this kind of thing was reserved at least for initial entry for like the 25-year-olds. but here I go. So I went and I got my certification in group fitness instructing. First step to another change. Another, let's just give this a shot moment. Another, this doesn't need to make sense to anyone else move. And on March 23rd, I'll teach my first ever in-person fitness class here locally. What the heck, right? Like, you know what? I might hate it. I might love it. I'm never going to know until I try it. You know, I never saw this as something reserved for me because I didn't give myself permission to redefine success as anything other than having lots and lots of money. But that has all changed for me in my 30s. So don't get me wrong. I want to make lots and lots of money. I'm not ashamed to tell you that, but I want to do it in a way that makes me happy, in a way that I'd be proud of my boys for doing the same. And soon I'll be able to add another change under my belt as I found myself using so many different journals over my years of personal development and never really feeling satisfied by any of them. They either wanted too much of my time first thing in the morning, or they just didn't make me dig deep enough. So I've been working to build my own 365-day morning journal. It's been such a fun project to work on, and I'm so excited to help others shift their mindset in the mornings with just 5 to 10 minutes of their time. But I just didn't see any of this for my life when I was busting my butt at midnight, taking online courses for my master's while breastfeeding and working full-time during the day. Like, heck no, this is not what I had in mind. This is not what I thought the career choice was that I was working towards. But you know what? Every change that I have made has led me to discovering more and more about myself. And that's a good thing. So my hope with this episode today and my own stories of change that could be very different from your stories of change, I'm sure that it is that you decide to make the change today, whatever that is for you, or that you think of this episode the next time you feel a tug in another direction and you're scared to take that hardest step, that first step to pivot. And I hope that you trust yourself and in your higher power more than you fear what others will think about you and more than you fear what will happen if this doesn't work out. Because I believe that even in your struggles, your life is changing for the better. Failures are lessons that we needed to face in order to handle what's up next for us. And I know that 38 is not old. I know. Don't be DMing me, telling me I'm young. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I know that 38 is not old, but it's just a reminder to you that I never saw myself becoming a fitness instructor at 38. And so it's just a reminder to you that it's never too late to start over and go do what makes you happy. You don't have to have it all figured out when someone else thinks that you should. Keep experimenting, keep growing, keep saying yes to the calls on your heart. I still want to be making new goals when I'm 90. Like, I want to still be stretching myself, reaching for what else I can do before my time here is done. Just whatever you do, I wish that you don't stay stuck in what's not lighting you up anymore, even if it once did. Embrace that you are human. Embrace that you are meant to evolve and let go of resisting it and spending your years here wondering. Go freaking find out, friend. Let your future invade your life. Make the change in your life that this spoke to today, or keep this message in your back pocket for the next time you wonder whether to go for something new. And if this episode hit home for you today, will you share it with someone else too, or drop it on your social media to light up change in someone else's life? And if you have time, a reminder that your rating and review means a lot to the growth of this podcast. I want to leave you with this. Continue creating yourself endlessly. Until next episode, friends. E. Are you ready to make a change? Are you ready to feel alive and excited again? The time is now to improve your life and achieve consistency through the help of the world's greatest teachers, digital tools, and a supportive community. It's super hard to have consistent days of a great mindset, right? Don't try to do it alone. I know an app that will serve you up a daily audio clip to fire up your energy. I know an app that will teach you how to feel joy and excitement in your life again. I know an app with tools that will unlock a happier, more productive you. Stop spending all your time reacting to life and get in the driver's seat. I'm offering you the number one tool in the world for personal growth, Growth Day. If you want to live a fun, energized life, this is for you. I'm so proud of you for making it through these last few years. They've been rough on so many of us. But it's time. It's time to dust that off and live again. You deserve it. Check the show notes for an exclusive link to join me in the Growth Day app.